We're speaking with Governor Tim Walz, who is also the Democratic vice presidential candidate here on WISR 680 AM and 107.5 FM, spending the day in western Pennsylvania in some rural areas, including here in Butler County. First of all, Governor, we appreciate you taking the time. You have really been trying to have a focus here on rural areas, not only in Pennsylvania, but around the country. Here in Pennsylvania, it's no secret these rural areas outside of Pittsburgh have traditionally been Republican voting blocks. What is your mission to come here today and try to talk to these voters?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me and to let them know, look, their voice matters. And I come from an area, this is where I'm, you know, where I grew up, and it's what I know. And then talking about the issues that I know your listeners right now know, the issues in rural areas are things like they are in other places. It's home ownership, it's cost of things, but it's things like access to childcare. And then things we're pushing is it's access to healthcare and keeping your rural hospitals open, being able to recruit folks to work in those rural hospitals, ambulance service, real things that impact people's real life, not culture war things, not things to distract them, but an agenda that actually adds 10,000 more workers, makes it easier for folks to get in there. And here's what they're saying, because rural areas, we know we're aging. And Vice President Harris's proposal to make sure that Medicare can pay for care, can pay for hearing aids, can pay for glasses, those are things that appeal to people in a real way. And that's what government should be doing, not fighting these culture wars, not being entertainment on TV. We should be solving problems. And my message to them is choose the platform and the candidates that you think can deliver to improve your and your family's lives. And having lived and worked in rural areas, I feel that our agenda does exactly that.
Talking with local healthcare representatives, the Butler Hospital recently merged with another rural hospital as well to create an entity. And a lot of the leaders, Governor, cite Medicare insurance reimbursement issues as one of the reasons why they're struggling financially. What would a Harris-Walz administration do to try to make sure that these healthcare companies are able to financially sustain themselves to continue to offer those healthcare services? Yeah.
Well, those folks are exactly right. And whether I'm talking to, you know, the folks you're talking to, you could be talking to folks in Albert Lea and Austin, Minnesota, where we saw a birthing unit close in Albert Lea and consolidate. These are issues that just roil communities. They're very difficult to deal with. And this issue of reimbursement is important. That's why things like critical access hospitals and emergency reimbursements of upping that Medicare reimbursement rate. Because look, this is an older demographic in many cases that's in rural areas, which means you're going to get more health care. It's critical that first and foremost, we protect the ACA, making sure that the Affordable Care Act, and then strengthen Medicare in a way that allows us. The vice president's proposal to allow Medicare to expand for in-home care is a game changer. Folks can age in their home. We cut off these issues before they become chronic. We deal with hearing and vision issues ahead of time. Those things make those hospitals, because look, those folks you talk to, they're getting by on margins of 1% and 2%. So to make sure that those reimbursement rates cover that and that we're doing things necessary to create, to recruit the workforce for them, because folks, these are service jobs, but to get somebody to come out into some of these rural areas, we can help with tuition reimbursement, with some of the hiring bonus things. That's what the vice president is putting forward.
In addition to healthcare, again, you know, Western PA, outside of Butler County, actually, has been dwindling in population. What types of policies do you envision that lead to success in some of these rural manufacturing type of areas that you would say would keep people around or maybe even draw people to areas like this?
Absolutely. And we saw, and we see the contrast I keep making, that under a Trump presidency, we lost manufacturing jobs in Pennsylvania, and we're seeing them come back again now. It's making sure that we're bringing those jobs back, making sure that we're leading to the future. Look, we're still going to manufacture automobiles long into the future, but we need to make sure across that spectrum, we're doing internal combustion engines, we're doing hybrids, we're doing EVs. And then as we look at the high-tech capacity, whether it's the data centers or some of the things that's coming out with technology, we need to make sure that rural America is connected. I'm deeply concerned that Donald Trump and his next administration is going to pull back the dollars to connect these areas, the broadband areas, pull back the infrastructure dollars. Look, you need good roads. Folks out in rural communities know if you try and build your water treatment plant in a small community by property taxes alone, it's unlivable. And that's why we all work together. And I think people want to be in these communities. It's where my mom's living in a small community. They're safe. Their neighbors are there to take care of them, but they need those basic services. They need their hospitals to be strong. They need their schools to be strong. They need their roads and their water treatment plants to be strong. Those are all things that Vice President Harris was there when we passed legislation to do that.
Again, we're here with Governor Tim Walz. Last one for you, Governor. What is maybe an industry that we're not aware of or something that you think has really a chance to emerge in the Pittsburgh and surrounding areas to serve as an economic buoy for a lot of these folks?
Well, I think you've always been there, Bill. I said we're connected together, the Iron Range in Minnesota. I think green steel and some of the things we're talking about, we're always going to need it. And the capacity around energy production across the spectrum of energy needs, that's something that that Pennsylvania has always led on. It's something that we're going to continue to need. And I think for us to lean into what we do well, we have got the best workers. We have got the best innovation. We just need to make sure, once again, what Vice President Harris is saying is that needs to be done here, not the Chinese, as we saw under Trump administration that made it easier for them. We need to do it here. So I think the heavy industries that we've done, coupled with the tech that's coming, we can lead on all those fronts.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Governor Tim Walz taking time to join us by phone. Governor, we appreciate you taking the time.
Pleasure to speak with you. Hope to talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks again.
Goodbye.
Bye.